We are looking forward to Wycliffe's Mound State Historic Site opening on April 1st.
I mean, after this winter, we can't wait for April 1st. But I want to thank you and WKMS for this opportunity to talk about Wycliffe Mounds. You know, Wycliffe Mound State Historic Site is a very special place, and I always enjoy sharing the stories and the information about the park to everyone.
The first few weeks, you will be really probably concentrating on booking in school groups and tours. And tell me about it as if I had never visited. What will I experience?
Well, you know, Wycliffe Mounds, first and foremost, it's an archaeological site. The site was excavated in the 1930s by a private owner and put the excavations on display. And visitors come through the museum buildings and see those excavations of the early years. But we've added displays and exhibits about the Native American people who once called this village home. They were part of the Mississippian culture. And the exhibits today provide an overview and information about who those Native American people were, their culture, their life ways, their environment. And when visitors walk through the grounds here, we say that we experience the mounds. These mounds are sacred to many people, and they tell part of the story of the people who once called this village home. We hope to share that story with our park visitors as they walk through the site grounds and the museum. We have a welcome center that provides you information and background and history to the site. This place has been here as a public attraction since 1932, so there's a lot of history here, as well as the prehistoric archaeological component. We also talk about the ways that we find out about people from the past by using the concepts and methods of the science of archaeology.
Carla, of the things found at the mounds over the years, how do they tell the story of all of the mounds around us?
That's a good, very good question. One of the things that we look at in the archaeological record are artifacts. What kinds of artifacts were left behind by these Native American people? And we see artifacts here at the Wycliffe Mound site that have come from other places. The connection to other places, not only here in western Kentucky to other little mound site villages that are every 5 to 10 miles up and down the rivers here where the Ohio and the Mississippi River meet here at Wycliffe, but from long-range places like Cahokia Mounds, that's in East St. Louis, or conch shell from the Gulf Coast, and copper from the Great Lakes area. Those are the types of artifacts that we look at for participation in these vast trade networks.
When school kids come to visit, do you walk along and talk about everything? Are there people who do that?
Sometimes. Sometimes we are able to have a staff person walk along and provide information and more of an educational program, a hands-on activity. And sometimes teachers lead their classrooms through the museum. We have special teachers' packets and guide sheets that give some background information that they can provide to their students. We have, you know, these little questionnaires, scavenger hunt for knowledge, where students have to go and actually read some of the exhibits to find answers to some questions. So we have a variety of ways in which our visitors can tour the facility and learn at their pace. It depends on what their goals are. We're flexible and we're willing to work with teachers and scout leaders for whatever type of program they need.
About how long should a group or an individual plan to visit to get the whole experience? There's an awful lot of looking and reading to do.
The average visit is about 45 minutes, and that's just for the general park visitor who comes in. So that's a quick overview. But to really experience all of the exhibits, the trails, to see all of the facilities and grounds, you need to really spend about an hour and a half to 2 hours here.
And be dressed for weather if it's coolish. Yeah.
Oh, always dressed for the weather here. I like to remind people, you know, it is an archaeological site. Some of it's indoors, but a lot of it's outdoors. And there's heat and rain and dirt and bugs, and that's all part of the outdoor natural environment experience. It's a unique place. Kentucky, we don't really have another archaeological site with open excavations where you can come in and see the artifacts in their original place of discovery.
You also have a compact museum gift store where there are mementos for this civilization.
In our welcome center, we have a tourist information area where we provide a diverse amount of information for your tourism needs here in the welcome center, but we have a little gift shop. And the gift shop features replica pottery from our collection here, made by a Native American artist. We have some other Native American jewelry. We have different souvenirs and rocks and minerals and kid items in the gift shop, as well as things like T-shirts and postcards.
You also will be planning several special programs throughout the year. What's the first one out of the chute for you?
Right off the bat in April, we're going to have a Natural Environment Day, April 26th, Saturday in the morning. We usually try to have some kind of an outdoor event on the last Saturday of April. Sometimes it's been a guided hike through our Woods Walk Trail with a Division of Forestry Rangers helping us interpret some of the trees and other plants, wildflowers that are in bloom at that time. This year we're going to do a tree planting event. It coincides with Earth Day. I think Earth Day is like the Tuesday before that Saturday. And we're asking volunteers to come and help us plant some trees. We've lost some trees over the years, and we're going to plant some new trees in some areas of the park grounds that are not, you know, archaeologically sensitive, so that we can beautify the park. And so that's what we've got going on in April.
Carla, I thank you for speaking with me today about this wonderful asset we are so lucky to have in Western Kentucky.
Now, I want to thank you and WKMS for giving me this opportunity to talk about Wycliffe Mound State Historic Site. This is our 10th year as being designated a state historic site worthy of preservation.